the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. This is Eric Larson, and I'm here today with my research associate, Mr. Nolan Stapleton, to talk about corn.
I'm glad to be here. And so far, we've had a very challenging corn growing season. Planting was delayed due to weather conditions. And can you give us a brief overview of everything that's happened so far with the corn crop?
Sure. I'll try to take a stab at that anyway. We had record amount of rainfall from January through April, and that certainly cut down on our opportunities to plant corn during the most favorable time period, which is typically during March and April. There were a few growers in a few areas, particularly in South Mississippi, that were able to take advantage of some opportunities during March. But for the most part, most of our corn was planted during a few select days during the early part of April. And there was a lot of growers that decided to forego further planting intentions during the month at some point during the month of April because we just didn't have ample opportunity to get in the field and do it due to wet field conditions. A lot of our corn was also planted, or a lot of the corn or a lot of the crops in general were planted beginning about the first week of the last week of April, rather, and into the first week of May. So we've got corn planting spread out. Most of them are, you know, the crop is a little bit later than normal. We've got a lot of corn tasseling now, of course, but we do have a spread out crop across the state, certainly. And the planting intentions in the state this year were going to be pretty high. We were likely going to plant over 700,000 acres, which is the largest acreage we would have had in several years. And the weather really cut back onto that where, you know, if I had to guess today, we probably only planted about half of the planting intentions. So, you know, we probably only have about 350 to 400,000 acres of corn planted in the state.
And as you said, we had very spread out planting dates, which means we'll have corn in all different growth stages right now. But a very important one that we want to touch on today would be the tassel and early pollination stage. Why is this stage so important? And then we'll touch on some of the management of this stage of the crop.
Well, the tasseling and the pollination stages is very important because when corn switches from vegetative to reproductive development, those young developing kernels and ears are extremely small, and they have very poor ability to pull energy reserves out of all that vegetation that was developed over the last several months. So that makes those young organs extremely dependent upon the current photosynthetic rate and current energy production of the plant in order to optimize their productivity. So it doesn't matter how good the growing conditions have been up till now. They need to be optimized and have good growing conditions during these early reproductive stages in order to maintain and produce extremely high yields. And that means that, you know, we have good environmental conditions. Even things like cloudy days for, you know, several consecutive days in a row because of the cloudy weather and lack of sunshine, that's going to cut down on the photosynthetic rate and could reduce the yield potential somewhat. The most important environmental variable that I've seen over the years that relates to high yields in Mississippi is the nighttime temperatures during the 30-day period following pollination. If we can maintain nighttime temperatures in the low 70-degree range, or even lower into the 60s, it reduces the photosynthetic or the respiration rate of the corn plant, which burns up energy that otherwise could be utilized by the plant. So we want to maintain low nighttime temperatures for an extended time period for the next 30 days, if possible, in order to optimize the yield potential for the corn crop.
From a management standpoint, let's talk about irrigation to start off with. How will the needs of this crop differ now in the tassel stage when compared to the early vegetative stages?
The needs for the crop in terms of irrigation water are maximized beginning at tasseling and extending for probably a 3 to 4 week time period after that. Not only are the needs a lot higher than what they were several weeks ago, but the sensitivity to dry conditions particularly are much more sensitive. So we need to think about, you know, what our recommendations were a couple of weeks ago. And what we've learned, I guess, from using soil moisture sensors and working closely with farmers and the verification program and so forth, is that most farmers tend to put out too much water, if anything, during those vegetative stages. And we find it more favorable to, you know, not only does the crop need less water, but the crop develops a deeper rooting system where it's going to have more resources available during the entire growing season if we use a more conservative strategy up until tasseling time period and switch to a much more liberal irrigation strategy at this time period of the year, once again, as we get closer to physiological maturity and then begin to scale our needs back as the plants approach maturity.
So we implement the use of moisture sensors in order to adequately gauge the status of moisture in the soil profile. Can you elaborate a little bit on how a farmer could gauge when he needs to schedule an irrigation event?
Well, just as simple as using a sharpshooter or a spade type of shovel or a soil probe or a soil auger will do a tremendous job, or certainly better than not using those, in order to assess what kind of soil moisture you have available throughout the rooting profile. And one thing that soil moisture sensors do an extremely good job of showing is actually how deep the roots are actually pulling moisture and utilizing resources throughout the soil profile. We're using soil moisture sensors that are 36 inches deep, and we've actively got roots in cornfields right now that are pulling moisture from 36 inches deep. And it'll be different in different levels of the soil, but basically we need to do a better job of assessing soil moisture where you do have irrigation potential, to do a better job of irrigating. And even for dryland producers, we need to, you know, be aware of soil compaction zones and other issues that will greatly affect the rooting structure throughout the soil profile and affect the resources that those plants have throughout the growing season and their ability to withstand dry spells and so forth during the growing season that you're likely to have, where you can't actively manage or supplement the soil moisture.
So another management standpoint that we're getting questions on right now would be the use of an automatic fungicide application at tassel. Can you explain why this may or may not be such a good thing for the crop?
Certainly a popular question that we've got over the years. And I'll start with this, I guess. You know, there's a lot of different products, whether it's a fungicide or other pesticides, that are often advocated for use at tasseling stage. And with these pesticides, we're basically hopefully controlling a pest that's present in the field. We're not actually gaining any yield potential or improving the yield potential, but we're maintaining the yield potential when we have a pest present that is threatening yield potential. So if we don't have a pest present, then we're not likely going to have a yield benefit that is substantial enough to warrant or produce an economic response for us in the long run. So what Tom Allen, the plant pathologist in Mississippi, and myself advocate is using field scouting to justify when we have pest presence that would justify making a fungicide application that would produce a profitable response for a corn grower in Mississippi.
So just to summarize what we've talked about here today, tasseling is a very important stage for corn, and we should continue to scout and manage the crop through this stage.
Absolutely. We have a lot of crop consultants that are working corn now, but the more that we get into the field and learn about the crop, the better job we'll do of managing the crop to optimize the yield potential and use the resources that we have available in order to produce a profitable response that will put more money in your pocket at the end of the growing season. With that, we thank you for joining us again today. Hope you join us in the future for another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. And if you ever have any questions, feel free at any point to give us a call. We'd be more than happy to address your question at any time. So thank you, and we'll join you again in the future.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.